Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
So, all of you probably want a juicy meditation practice, but here is the most common complaint. I never have enough time to do meditation. How do you find time to do meditation? That's me actually doing the whining. That's my internal voice making that whining. So today I'm fired up with CJ. We are lucky to have Will Hewitt, who found the time to do meditation. He did it on a train, in a plane, in everywhere that you can possibly imagine. And he is going to tell us a little bit about how he found his inner guru through singing. Welcome, Will.
Thank you, CJ. It's great to be here.
So tell us about your practice. How did it start?
Well, let me just first say what the practice was.
Okay, sure.
The practice was, it was very simple. It was to start a timer and then for 15 minutes sing without stopping. So, and that's it. I mean, it's remarkably simple. But the threads and the seeds of it for me went back a number of years. In my 20s, I read the Writing Down the Bones by Natalie Goldberg. And Natalie talks about daily writing practice that basically kind of the same idea. You start a timer and then you keep your hand moving for the whole time that you commit to. And I can't really remember why I was so drawn to that, but I think it was because I was yearning to find some greater sense of my own creativity. Mm. And so I did that for a year. I did it every day for a year. And it was just a remarkable experience because it showed me how a daily practice and a physical one that had a physical attribute and a creative attribute to it could somehow drill past the judges and the editors and so forth and get to really what felt like source, what felt like creativity, the source of creativity. So it really changed my relationship to creativity. And then later I got very interested in improvisation. I've kind of been someone who's sung my whole life. You know, when I was a kid, I just walk around singing. I just love to sing. And then I performed a bit in bands for a while. It was never my day job, but it was always something that I did no matter where I was. And I started getting more and more into kind of formal improvisation with by singing jazz, actually in Seattle, singing jazz with some bands there. And then sort of got more and more out of kind of formal musical structure and found a community of people around the world who were kind of investigating and practicing group improvisational singing. So the group doesn't know what's going to happen, but just someone starts singing and then you create a composition in the moment.
Wow, very and cool.
Yeah, there's something about the aliveness of that that was something that I was deeply craving. It felt like that's the direction I wanted my life to go, was that kind of unpredictability and openness to what was emerging in the moment. So years later, for some reason, these threads kind of came together in an idea for me, and it was to do this practice, to do this singing practice. And I thought, I'm a smart guy, you know, consultant, I'm a good writer, I'll write a book about it, and I'll tell everybody about this practice. And in the process of starting to write that book, I realized that I couldn't really write the book. I mean, I had a lot of ideas about it, but I couldn't really write the book until I did it really full on myself. So there was a moment in 2010 when I decided I was going to commit to a year of this practice and not miss a day. So I was going to sing every day for a year. And then I'd see after that, okay, is there a book there? Is there something I want to share? It was kind of like, be the change you want to see or start with yourself.
Yeah. Wow. A whole year of doing it. So 7 days a week. And what was it like from the beginning of when you started to, you know, how did you see your creativity evolving and the whole process throughout, you know, the beginning of the very first time you started to the end of the year?
Well, it's interesting. I think anyone with a daily practice, particularly one that has some element of creativity, and I'm very interested in the difference between a more ascetic practice, like a sitting practice, and one where you're actually engaged in something like writing, or some people do dancing or photography, mm-hmm. singing. But I think with any of those types of practices, there's the dailiness of it. Right. So there's so many days when you know it's in the back of your mind, you know you're supposed to be doing it, and just there's a bit of an ugh feeling, just like, when am I going to fit it into my day?
Right.
And amazingly, that didn't go away. So yeah. I wish I could report that, you know, it was June 21st and suddenly I wanted to do it all the time.
I was spontaneously singing in my business meeting.
Exactly. Although I have done that too.
Okay. But it was
more like this commitment that I made. I had this sense that it was sort of as important as my life.
Wow.
Like, there was something for me to be discovered in not wavering from that commitment. Mm-hmm. And so I would just show up, and sometimes I would go out for dinner with friends and it would be 11:45 and I'd be downtown. I live in Austin, Texas. I'd be downtown and I'd have to sing. I absolutely have to sing. And so I'd start the timer as I walked out the restaurant and I would sing walking down the street.
People throwing change at you, dollar bills.
Well, that's an interesting aspect of it. It's so much not a performative thing. It's so much about cultivating a relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
And cultivating a relationship with really what is emerging right now in this moment, as opposed to ideas that we have, or as opposed to thoughts about who we think we should be. This kind of daily practice for me is about it's drilling down into the intimacy of experience, because it has a physicality to it.
Mm-hmm.
And doing it every day, this is one of the things that I think that's true of every practice, if you stick with it, is that the practice might not look amazing or might not have obvious evolution inside the practice, although it does have some, but what more shows up is that it begins to teach the rest of the day. It begins to affect the way that someone's being throughout the day.
Give me an example of that, where you're singing and then you thought, this is going to affect my whole day. I understand and I'm intrigued, but I'm having a hard time kind of putting it together.
Yeah, so here's an example. So I'm a consultant, and so I go around the world and I work with all kinds of different clients, and I'm often in front of rooms. And often it's in situations that I haven't been in before, and it can be kind of nerve-wracking. And I think we're all in those kinds of situations sometimes. And one of the things that this practice does is every single day you're working on sensing experience. So while I'm talking right now, there are thoughts flowing, there are, you know, words happening, but beneath those words is physicality. So my mouth is moving, I feel my lips springing off of each other, I feel resonance in the top of my hard palate, I feel the weight on the seat. And we have the mistaken perception that all the words we use and all the ideas and fears and concerns that we have are what's real. But really, those are just kind of interpretations of what's really happening. So the practice, over and over, you come into contact with the physicality of it. And so when I'm in front of a room and nervous, I can realize that all this happening is that I'm standing here. And all that's happening is that there are other amazing beings in this room too. Mm. And so I see all the thoughts more clearly and see them as kind of not me, if you will. And in that way, it's sort of a spiritual.
Yeah, that's very cool. It's almost like a slowdown of everything because you're so present at that moment. You can just feel everything and be completely present at that time. I love that. So we have Will Hewitt, who is an executive coach and an organizational transformational coach. And he's talking about the year where he sang for 15 minutes every day. And you can do it too. We're going to teach you in the next segment how you can also learn how to sing and gain all these wonderful insights and gain more presence and happiness. And maybe you'll even get a better voice. I don't know. We'll tell us later. So if you want to learn more about making spirituality fun, practical and actionable, then go over to the Fired Up with CJ page on Facebook. It's just one click away. And you can go and find out more about Will on his website, willhewitt.com, H-E-W-I-T-T.com.
We'll it's actually back. E-T-T.
Oh, E-T-T. Excuse yeah. me. H-E-W-E-T-T.com. We'll be right back.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Transformation Talk Radio.
You can do it on the plane, in the shower, in the car while you're driving, or basically you can do it anywhere. That's what our guest, Will Hewitt, did. He did it everywhere and all the time. And I'm talking about singing, by the way, in case you're wondering. Welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show. We have Will Hewitt, who is going to teach us today his Sing 15 practice. So welcome, Will.
Thanks, CJ.
So tell us, how can we, in 15 minutes or less, learn about your program?
Well,
sing.
In one respect, it's incredible. Like I said, it's incredibly simple. Like you simply push the timer and for 15 minutes, and then you sing until the 15 minutes is done. So that's the simplicity of it. The challenge of it, or the complexity of it, comes when your thoughts about taking on a practice start to interfere. And so I had this thought when I decided to do it for a year. I thought, how am I going to do it every day for a year? I'm a very busy person. I travel all over the place. How am I going to do it in all these different places? And there's a bit of an edge about it, a bit of an edge to the commitment. And I think that's kind of an important aspect of a commitment that really is going to make a difference, is you have this like, oh no, type of experience about it.
Is that what you mean by an edge? Is that what you mean by the edge? Like when you say it's, I mean, the edge was like, I don't know if I can take 15 minutes, or what was the edge for you?
The edge for me was, as I felt that this commitment, and again, I'm still kind of unpacking why, but that this commitment was incredibly important to me. And if I was going to take it on, I didn't want to not complete it.
Yeah.
And so the edge was, can I really do it? Can I really follow through? Do I have the wherewithal? And it sounds so, like we're talking now, it sounds so kind of silly to say 15 minutes a day, isn't that great? But I know from talking to many people that 15 minutes occurs like a lot of time. And what I found was that it's really not that much time at all. And we have so many 15 minutes, even for the busiest ones of us, we have lots of those little spots of 15 minutes in our day.
So it was really about making the commitment to yourself. And can I really commit to myself and do this for 15 minutes every day? Is that the edge, or do I have it in me to do it? Is that what it was?
It was, do I have it in me to do it?
Yeah.
And if I'm going to take on this commitment, I better have it in me. And so when you ask about what's important about, like, how do you start with this practice? I'd say the first thing is get really clear about your commitment. And so that also involves kind of a sense of, why am I doing this? Mm. What am I trying to go for out of this?
Did you know why you were doing it?
I had some ideas, but I found out different things throughout the practice of why I was doing it. So my ideas at the time were, I better get a really good sense of this, so when I write my book about it, I can write well, you know, I can write with some authority. Another thing that I knew is that, you know, I'm in sort of in the middle of my life. And it was one of those things where I really wanted to make sure that I was moving in the direction of aliveness in my life.
Mm.
And not in the direction of routine or dampening or any kind of stuckness.
Mm.
And I know that throughout our days, the kind of the habitual patterns that develop are often not in support of our aliveness. The ones that kind of are happen automatically or happen by, they kind of slowly creep in. And I had a strong sense that doing this would be a vibrancy increaser. Mm. You know, it would insert vibrancy into my day, no matter how the rest of the day was. I could be guaranteed that I would be building some muscle memory around what it is to create vibrancy.
Mm. Mm. Interesting. So and do you feel like, because even when you're talking about that and you're talking about the vibrancy, I literally can feel the energetic vibration in my body. I mean, did it actually create that vibrancy that you were hoping for? And if so, what has been your experience of that vibrancy?
It's been incredible, actually. And I think this is the part that I didn't know. I didn't know that it was going to become such a process of sort of evolving the way I see the world and evolving my sense of who I am in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that it did that was, it's sort of what I was referring to earlier about me being in front of a room when I was nervous and tuning into the physicality. By doing this physical practice every day, and it's so much more than a physical practice, you know, as humans have been singing for generations, it's just something that we do. But by doing this every day, I was somehow unwinding my attachment to my thoughts.
Hmm.
Because I was immersing myself in the world of vibration. Yeah. And that's part of what I recommend for the practice, is that you try to focus on what it's feeling like. Because we have so many internal recordings and judges about singing in our culture. You know, things that we heard, you know, from our choir teacher when we were in sixth grade, or just the general sort of cultural sense that singing is for performers or singing is for people who have really good voices. This unwinds those kinds of thoughts. 15 minutes by 15 minutes, you see them come up and then you keep singing. And by keeping singing, you are entering more and more and more the realm of vibration. Mm. And so I saw more and more that who I am isn't so much all those thoughts. It isn't the thoughts about, am I a good singer? Am I a bad singer? Am I a consultant? Where do I live? What are my parents' names? What is my name? All those things started to fall away. I remember one really amazing moment when I was in a park and I was doing my practice and my dog was scurrying around. It was a sunny Austin morning. And I looked over at a tree, except it was no longer a tree. The whole name tree was no longer on this thing. And instead, it was just this sort of vibrating light.
Wow.
And it was like, it wasn't separate from me. It was kind of like I had this idea that I was singing, but really the world was singing and I was just kind of part of it.
Wow.
And it wasn't like I tried to get there. It was just, all I did was a very simple thing.
Yeah.
Every day, starting the timer and starting to sing.
Yeah, and so what I'm getting out of this is that, you know, each of us has our own personal vibration. And we all vibrate in harmony, but we really can't feel that on a day in, day out experience. But you're singing, to me, when I'm hearing what you're saying, you're singing allowed you to find your vibration, your frequency, and then to connect with that tree in this kind of harmony where you're all vibrational energies versus just like will or tree or, you know, all those different things.
Yeah.
That's what I heard, but maybe that's what you meant. I don't know.
That works. I think maybe the way I would say it is that, and I use this phrase a lot, that it took me into the world beneath words. And I saw that in words and ideas are separating, they're defining, they're distinguishing things, but they sit on top of a world where there's no separation. And so this practice took me every day into that world beneath words. And soon I started to realize, that feels truer than all these thoughts I grew up with.
I love that. Okay, the world beyond words and the truth, and a different kind of truth. I love that. So, folks, we're going to talk more, and Will is going to be sharing his singing practice with us in the next segment, so you've got to hear it. It's beautiful. Hopefully all the acoustics will come through. So many thanks to you, Will, and folks who want to actually learn about the Sing 15 practice, which we'll talk about in the fourth segment, too. Go ahead and try www.willhewett.com. And for folks, make sure to find us on iTunes so that you can make spirituality fun, actionable, and practical. We'll be right back.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Transformation, 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 talk radio. Transformation, 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 talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Sing out loud, sing out strong.
Ye balete la tsie guru miedi, amrige si gamariti esu oye piu kan yari te si gorbia. Amrige ya fardu ye te su guru, aye sor mo ye te sar, imbra garu ye sedru. Emulai jegonayo, e jegonayo, o jegonayo, drezamradi.
Beautiful. Is this what you were doing for 15 minutes every day?
It was different every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, come up with another one.
you want me to? I will.
Well, you're an improv guy. Do another one.
Skip, 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 skip.
All right. Okay. I actually can see vibrancy. You're vibrating. Even the visual image, you're vibrating. That is so cool.
It's just easier to sing than to talk.
Yeah. Why don't we just sing for the next?
I like it. Okay. Your turn.
Okay. No, I don't think so. Thoughts, judgments, stories are now surrounding me when you said that.
I can see them.
All right. So, folks, you know, this is actually... There is so much stuff being crammed into our heads every day. Thoughts, feelings, emotions, who we are, what we're supposed to be. And Will Hewitt has found a way to tune into the inner truth of what we are, who we are in the deepest level. And he's done that through singing. And we're going to talk to him more about the other insights. In the previous segment, we came up with a bunch of insights. And I said, Will, do you still have more insights? Because you came up with so many. And he said...
Yes. Yeah. Now I'm going to forget them all, of course. So I might just go back to singing. So one insight that I think is important is, and this is something that I didn't really expect to get out of this, was about time. So we have this concept of time, and we have this concept of the limitation of time. And, you know, we, to varying degrees throughout our lives, we sort of dance inside that or on the edge of it. So we start to see that maybe time is just a concept. But there's lots of evidence to support the idea of time. You know, we get more wrinkly and day goes to night and we sit at our desks and get sleepy and... There are things that sort of say, yeah, time is something real.
Now you've somewhat depressed me by that conversation and that little dialogue. Pull me out of this mess.
Well, here's how to get out of the mess.
Okay.
Okay. So this amazing thing called commitment does this thing where it kind of messes with our idea of time. And this sounds like kind of a touchy-feely, nice thing to say. But what happened in my singing year was I made this commitment, and like I said, it was sort of this undying commitment. It felt like it was kind of I was doing this for my life. And what happened was, no matter where I was in the world, no matter how busy I was, the day somehow stretched to accommodate the singing.
Yep.
So I would be going from, I was working in Nigeria and I was working at this construction site, helping to try to create a strong safety culture at this construction site in Nigeria. And, they started crazy early hours, 5 a.m., and then go till late. They're like 12-hour days. So I'm exhausted. I have to get back and deal with emails and that kind of thing. And so days like that, you would think, oh, how on earth are you going to find the time? But the commitment creates this wedge into the day. And somehow everything else just works out. And David White, I can't remember the exact quote, but he said something about the antidote to fatigue is not rest necessarily, it's fullness. And this practice was about cultivating fullness in my day. It was cultivating a sense that nothing's wrong, and no matter what the day brings, there's time to sing, and there's time to immerse ourselves in the richness of being.
Interesting. Here's the thing that I find so interesting, because in the first segment you're saying that you had to make a commitment, and this part of, like, there's this kind of dread, like, oh my God, I forgot to sing for 15 minutes. I need to sing for 15 minutes. But then when you did sing, it brought this fullness, which then expanded time. There's something paradoxical about merging those two statements together.
It is paradoxical. I think there's some instances about being human that we have incurable kind of amnesia about things. Like, we forget that the thing that we're committed to is the very thing that's going to give us life. And instead, during the day, it occurs as this, just another thing to do until you do it. And then the next day, we can forget that again. And then there are some days when I was just really looking forward to singing. Mm-hmm. But that was the magic thing, sort of the beginning of the year. I stood in that commitment, and that commitment kind of made sure that I moved my body into that place to start singing. And I pressed that timer, even in the days when it seemed incredibly busy or I didn't want to do it. So it's kind of a both and thing.
Yeah.
Both, I would feel like it was a hassle to do, and in anticipation I didn't want to do it. And when I did it, wow, I remembered why.
That's a beautiful insight. So what are some of the other ones that you came up with during this time? Not that that wasn't enough. That was huge. But are there more? Are there more still? Could it possibly be more? What other ones?
Well, I guess some of the other things that I would have to say would be kind of about starting to get into the practice itself. And what did I learn about the parallels between doing this practice and living a more vibrant life, a more fulfilled life? And there were many of those things. So again, practice, very simple, timer, 15 minutes, start singing. But in order to do that, there's often so much letting go that's necessary, so much letting go of the weight of self-judgment, so much letting go of the thoughts of the day. But plowing forward with it, could just continue. And often I would, say if I were in a very sort of stuck place, or I was in a very self-judgmental place, I would often sing those judgments. I would start where I was and then go from there. I would kind of say yes to whatever was occurring, which is kind of a basic improvisational principle.
Okay, so let's practice this. Let's say that one, like, oh, I have an awful singing voice. I'd be like, I have an awful singing voice. I have an awful singing voice. I mean, what did you do to sing that? Okay.
Yeah, or it could even be just the sound of your resistance. Resistance just,
Amara kieda, amara kieda, gara gara.
like if you start where you are, everything can lead to singing.
Yeah. So you're tuning in, from what I can tell from what you just showed me, is that you're able to tune into your emotion and express it and feel it versus letting it pent up. And so by just feeling it, that's how you let it go. Or singing and feeling it intensely, you let go of those.
Yes.
Or I can't sing, or whatever other kind of things, or this day sucked, or I don't want to sing right now, or whatever may be coming up.
Yeah, there could be a lot of mental noise about sort of the preciousness of, oh, I'm supposed to be more enlightened than this.
Yeah.
So when I start my practice, I should be able to instantly get into that kind of state of flow.
Right.
And instead, just really saying yes to whatever's there. Yes and yes and yes. And then when it changes, saying yes to that. And when it changes, saying yes to that. And, you know, it's about not being in an argument with the universe, not being in an argument with what's occurring. So this is kind of like muscle training for that in life.
Mm.
Because all day we're seeing things that we think is an interruption or an interference, when actually it's what's to be embraced in the moment.
Train those muscles, folks, people. Check out Will's. Tell us about your Holyoke workshop. So how do folks sign up for your doing and Holyoke in the Learning Center in British Columbia? You're going to be doing a class. What date is it? How can folks sign up for it?
Yeah, so it's August 15th through the 23rd. So it's coming up. There's still room. And I guarantee this is going to be an amazing experience. I am joining some of the world's greatest improvisers. This is three people who tour frequently and create this kind of improvised music. And they're all three, they just completed a tour with Bobby McFerrin in Europe under the name WeBe3. And so they're gonna be there, I'm gonna be there. A woman named Laurel Murphy from Vancouver, who is very into music as a healing, singing as a healing practice, is gonna be there. And we're gonna spend 8 days in this beautiful old growth forest at the Holyoke Learning Center, just singing together.
Beautiful.
And so, it's going to be amazing. You can find out about it at hollyhock.ca.
Okay, Hollyhock, H-O-L-L-Y-C-H-O-C-K.
Yes, .ca.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And folks, make sure to listen to this show and more. And you can actually get the URL on my website, www.firedupwithcj.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Wouldn't you love to create an abundance of enriching relationships in every area of your life? When gratitude is integrated in your life, it uplifts your own sense of well-being at a very deep level, and you attract beauty, harmony, and enriching relationships with grace and ease. Suddenly, you don't have to try and work hard. You become a magnet. Your desires start to manifest easily. Grateful souls want to support you and your purpose. You live your higher destiny. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you want a rich, full life, full of time and vibrancy? And if you don't, why not? That's what Will Hewitt wanted. He is an executive coach and a vocalist, and he is going to talk to us about how you would start your own singing practice. Very simply, 15 minutes a day, start a timer, start singing, make a commitment. Those are things that we heard before. What else do they need to do, Will? And welcome back. What else do people need to do to start their singing practice?
Yeah, although that sounds easy, for a lot of us, it's not that easy. So yeah. We get into the room and it's like, sort of, what do I sing? And we talked about, you know, singing, starting with singing just how you're feeling, your emotions. That's one way in. But there are a lot of ways in. I call them kind of doorways into the practice. And for those who are interested, my website has a lot of these doorways. So you go in to the website and you can find a sort of a different doorway every day, mm-hmm. And find the ones that work for you. But there are a lot. So one, sometimes we get caught up in our thoughts about singing, as I've said. So one that I really like is, imagine that you're holding a baby.
Okay.
You actually, you sort of put your arms in the baby, as if you're holding a baby. And you notice just how gentle the energy is that you have to hold a baby. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at the baby, and then you sing to the baby.
Oh, so that's nice.
That was sort of a lullaby or just a soft song. And there's something about that interrupts our own sense of judgment or whatever when we're singing to something that's so clearly to be adored.
Yeah, you know? That's a good one. I like that one.
So another one would be really tuning in to the sounds around you.
That's cool.
Even if you take a moment right now, and to the listeners, if you take a moment right now and just listen to the sounds around you.
Mine just...
Yeah.
So I do that for 15 minutes?
Which is great. So what you have is you have kind of a beginning of a band. And so what you can do is you can kind of try to match what's occurring. So I have kind of the hum of a computer here. I hear cars driving by. I hear an occasional bird muffled by the walls of my house. And so I can choose one of those things. Machinery is actually really cool because like a refrigerator has its own tone. Mm. And you listen to the tone of the refrigerator and you match it. And just sing that one thing.
Okay, give us a little practice session. Tune into your surrounding and let's hear your sounds. Great. Sounds so, in your house.
So I'm listening. The most prominent thing right now is the sound of the fan in my computer.
Okay.
It's sort of like a... And the thing to do is just keep listening to it and keep singing to it. And you don't have to choose when to go elsewhere. That will happen naturally. But stick with it and know that just doing that would be enough for the whole session, although you might get a little bored. Mm-hmm. But the experience of listening in so much that you can tune into your environment, tune into what's happening. And then what invariably happens is you'll be doing that for a while and you'll be going... And so the sound that you tune into so much with and immerse yourself in evolves into other things.
I don't think mine's going to sound that good, but but I appreciate. I get the idea.
And you bring up a great point. So that right there was a judgment, right?
Yes.
So that's a great example of like anything that comes up that is saying good or bad.
Yes.
That's great.
Mine isn't going to sound that good. Mine isn't going to sound that good. Mine isn't going to sound that good. That's my own song. That's easy to do with that judgment, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
So again, the judgments are coming all the time, all the time.
Absolutely.
To do in those moments is to tune into the physicality of it. Unless they're so strong that they're saying, hey, man, sing me. Right?
Yeah.
So the judgments don't go away and they're just like, okay, I want to be sung too. And then you sing your judgments. That's a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Just really, really get into it. And then you'll move into something else.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. So what are some other roadways or what are some other tips that will help people start to remove some of those obstacles?
Yeah. So another obstacle that people can have is we can be really shy about singing around others because of whatever feedback that we've gotten in the past or
Someone told me I don't have a good voice or I sing out of tune.
Yes, exactly. It's amazing how much that can stick for your whole life. So it's important when you're starting to find a place where you can sing in privacy. And it doesn't have to be your own studio or anything like that. If you can close a door for 15 minutes a day, or, you know, Bobby McFerrin taught us something that was really cool. He basically taught a way to sing privately in public.
Oh.
And I remember he was, there were some of us singing in a room and he was in the back and he was doing this.
Hmm.
Basically what it is you cup your ear with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your other hand in front of your mouth and kind of close the two hands together. So you're creating.
Okay, got it.
What that does is it amplifies the sound and sends the sound to your ear so much more efficiently that you can sing incredibly quietly and still have the full experience of singing.
Oh, so love that.
Do that on a bus. I've done it on a plane, in airports. And you have your own little secret...
Your private studio. All right. Awesome.
Exactly.
Well, folks, make sure to tune into our YouTube videos where we will actually show you all these different techniques and you can see Will's beautiful face singing these beautiful songs. And make sure to go to Holyoke Learning Center. Type that up and you'll actually be able to find his class on August... What are the dates again?
15th through the 23rd.
15th through the 23rd. Thank you so much. This was a ton of fun.
It was my pleasure.
Our goal, right? Have make spirituality fun, practical, and actionable. So, folks, make sure to tune in every week. Next week, we're going to be talking to Michelle Vickers, who is going to teach you how to tune into your own soul. Now, that sounds exciting. Yeah? All right. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much, Will.
Thanks, CJ.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.